great pleasure to be here with you this morning, to see so many familiar faces, and to feel at home with you. And I thank God for this opportunity and for this invitation by ACES to come to Japan to share with you as to what is happening in Bangladesh in relation to sunflower education program.
この夏、バングラにスタディツアーとしていらっしゃった皆さん、また今朝ここにご出席の皆様、私が今朝ここに参りまして、皆様と共にこのような素晴らしい人たちを持つことができておりますことを心から感謝をしたいと思います。で、私はこちらに参りまして、大変このアットホームな感じがしております。皆さん、よくご存知の何人かの方々にお目にかかることができておりますことを本当に感謝をいたしております。でそして ACES の招きによりまして、この日本を訪れ、バングラデシュで行われております SEP のプログラムについて皆さんと共に分かち合うというこういう機会を持たせてくださいましたことを心から神様に感謝をしたいというふうに。
Although many of you know a lot about the sunflower education program, I would still like to share with you how it started and what is exactly the present situation in sunflower education program. In 1990, April, Reverend Funato visited Bangladesh, and I think he and some of his friends in ACES had been quite concerned about the education problem in Bangladesh. And I myself, although a medical doctor, I had also been very interested in children's education, particularly children who are girls, because in Bangladesh, the women and the girl children's education are neglected. And therefore, in 1990 April, when Reverend Funato met me, he asked me if I would be interested in joining with them in starting some kind of education program for young children. At that time, I was working as a part-time consultant with the Salvation Army in Bangladesh, and I could not join, but I promised to him that I would help in a voluntary way to start these schools in one particular area where I know that there is a need.
この SEP プログラムにつきましては皆さんすでにご承知かと思いますが、今朝はこの SEP プログラムがどのようにして始まったかというようなことから皆さんにお話を申し上げたいというふうに思っております。1990年の4月に船戸がバングラデシュを訪れまして、そしてこの ACES の方々から派遣されまして、船戸がバングラデシュを訪れ、そしてこのバングラデシュの教育のことについて私と話し合ったわけでございます。で私は元来は医師でございますが、医師をしていながらもバングラデシュ の子どもたちの教育の問題について非常にこの関心を持っておりました。で特にバングラデシュの女子教育ということについて私は非常に大きな関心を持っていたわけでございます。というのはバングラデシュは別のようにこのイスラムの国でございますので、女子の教育というのが非常にこのなおざりにされている、そういう状況であったからではあります。でこのようにして1990年の4月に船戸がこのバングラデシュに参りまして、そして私に、この教育についての一つの仕事を共に始めないかというこのお誘いを受けまして、私もぜひじゃあそれをしようということになったわけでございますが、当時私は郵政軍の仕事を少ししていたものですから、すぐに全面的にその仕事を始めるということはなかなかできなかったわけでございますが、 それでは、まあ、ボランティアな形で、ボランティアのような形で、私は、じゃあ、そういう仕事を始めましょう、ということで、私がよく知っている一つの地域を選んで、そしてそこで、この仕事が始まったわけであります。
So in 1990, from May, we started a few schools for children of 4 to 6 years of age in an area called Jurai. Some of you have visited that place. And I think that when you visited, some of you, the very first time we had started very early, that was just the beginning, and therefore things were not so well organized. But we found a lady who was in charge of running these schools, and then we also had a supervisor, and we gradually, from 10, within that year, we started 20 schools. And each of these schools, there were about 18 to 20 children, sometimes it's less than that. And then the teacher for these students were high school girls, who came from families that found it difficult to continue to have their daughters in high school, continue their study. So we engaged them and gave them a small amount of allowance, monetary allowance, so that they could pay their fees and also buy their books, textbooks. And they ran these schools either before they themselves went to school or after they have returned from their home school. So these high school girls, young girls, taught in these feeder schools for 1.5 hours a day, 5 days in the week. About the budget and how to go ahead with the expansion work. when I returned to Bangladesh from August last year, we started to open more schools in other areas, areas in Dhaka city, in the slum area, also in a place called Fubai, which some of you have visited. And in the in January this year, 1992, we also opened some schools, and especially some facilities for young high school girls in another place called Jamalpur. So there are about four areas where we are working now with our school program. In August last year, we opened more feeder schools, bringing it up to 60 schools, and then we also opened 25 non-formal schools. And each of the non-formal schools, there were about 30 children, boys and girls, but we tried to keep the percentage of girls higher because giving more facilities to the girl children so that they can have their education.
1991年の5月に私は ASEF によって、まあ、招待を受けまして、そして日本に参りました。そして ASEF の方々といろいろと相談をいたしまして、私たちのこの計画を、もっと拡張していくかどうかということについて相談をした結果、では今後大きくしていこうということになりまして、私はバングラデシュに帰りですね、今までしていた小さなものをどんどん拡張して、していくようにしたわけであります。そして、1991年の8月にですね、今まで最初に申しましたジュライン地区の他に、ダッカにおけるスラム地区で、始めましたし、またダッカから少し離れましたプーバイという農村でも始めることができ1992年、今年の1月から、もっとずっと北の方にありますジャマルプールというところでも、その寺子屋学校を始めることができたわけです。ですから現在私どもは4つの地区ですね、ジュラインと、それからミルプールと、それからプーバレと、ジャマルプール、この4つの地区で、寺子屋学校を進めています。で、ちょっと話が元に戻りますが、1991年の8月から、8月にはフィーダースクール、寺子屋幼稚園と呼ばれているのが60校をできました。そして、その当時、ノンフォーマルと呼ばれています、小学校、寺子屋小学校は25校をございました。そして寺子屋小学校というふうに呼ばれている、 そこではですね、子どもたちは30人子どもたちがあるけれども、その学校においてはですね、女子の占める役割の人数がですね、女子の占める人数が多い、ように私どもはその学校を見えしています。ですから子どもたちの中でですね、女子のパーセンテージの方が多いというふうに心がけております。
So, last year in 1991, we had altogether 60 feeder schools, 25 non-formal schools, 30 schools for grown-up women, adult women for adult literacy classes, and then we had also 40 young girls.Who were studying in high schools but had problems in supporting themselves to complete their high school studies. These children in the non-formal schools as well as in the feeder schools were so interested in learning. They learned very fast. And so we were able to promote them to a higher class quite quickly. So from this year, January 1992, we increased our number of children coming to the school and the classes from feeder school, in feeder school from 60 to 90, with about on average 18 students in each class. Then the non-formal classes from 25 to 42. And there were 30 adult functional literacy courses for the grown-up women. And then we also had these 40 young girls studying in high school. To help with the teaching, as I have said already, that the high school students, they were student teachers for the feeder schools. But for the non-formal classes, we had married women who were mothers and had about 9 to 10 years of education in school. They were trained, all these teachers were trained by us, and also we used another organization there, a non-government organization, who give training to such teachers. So we used their facility also. But we also had one person trained as a trainer who also was training our teachers and also doing refreshers courses with them every month. motivate to make the parents interested in sending their children to school, and also to help these children to learn in a very simple atmosphere, simple, using simple method of teaching, and to go on in the same line as in Bangladesh, because Bangladesh is a country where we are not very well off financially. We lack many things, and we would like our children to be using the local resources as far as possible. So for classrooms, we use sometimes, most of the time, one room of the family. Maybe the school teacher lives in that house, and she will give part of the time of the day to use that partner room as a room. We also have other families who have given up, maybe they had two rooms or an extra house, they have given it up to us so that we could use it. And this way, we are having very good cooperation and fellowship with the local people. This shows how interested they are in the education of their children. There are many students still, young children still, waiting to come and join. And we have an agreement with the government that we could only run certain number of schools every year. So we have to wait for them for the next year to join. But we also thought that after 2 years of work, we would wait and do an evaluation and see how things are going, and then plan again in a new way. But I must tell you that, and also those of you who have visited Bangladesh and seen these children would agree with me, that the children are very happy to come to school. Some of them, in heavy rain and when there is flood, knee-deep water, they would still come to the school. So this shows that children and parents are getting very interested in the education. So Sampradaya Education Program is trying to help these children. And why, you may ask, we call this program Sunflower Education. Why is it called Sunflower Education? Has it got any special meaning? And I think we have selected this name because as the sunflower always looks up to the sun, taking the light and energy from the sun. This way, a young child who is eager to learn is looking up to God and looking up to us all to help them to receive the light, the knowledge, light of knowledge, and so that it will dispel or drive away the darkness of superstition and ignorance. So Sunflower Education Program stands for energy and light to be given to these children, to bring a new vision, new meaning to their lives.
その母親を母親に動機づけをいたしまして、
そして子どもたちを学校にやることが必要なんだと。いうふうに母親にこの考えてもらうように、そういうふうに母親を動機づけるということが私どものサンフラワー教育計画のゴールであります。で、私どものこの計画は大変このシンプルなんですね。大変この質素な方法を用いて教育がなされております。というのは、私のようにバングラデシュの国というのは大変まあ財政的にも貧しいわけで、そういうような状況にありますから、なるべくこの地元の資源、地元にあるものを用いて、そしてこの教育をしていくということをモットーとしています。例えば私の教室でございますが、教室というのは大体その教師の家ですね。教師の家を使って教師としてるわけでありますが、その教師の家が例えば一部屋しかない場合には、そこをこの教室として用いる。大変ある場合にはその中の一つを教室として用いるというような形をとっています。で、そのようにですね、私どものこの SCP は大変地元の方々とこの良い関係、地元の方々の協力を得てやっているわけでございます。で、まあ、地元の方々はですね、大変、この計画に協力的で、私たちの子どもたちを、その子どもたちをですね、私たちの学校にこの送り出して、非常に熱心に送り出して、私たちの学校はこのサンフラワー教育計画という名前を付けておりますが、これには意味があります。私のようにこのサンフラワー、すなわちひまわりというのは、太陽の方をいつも向いてですね、そして太陽からこのエネルギーを得ようというふうにしているわけであります。で、太陽のその光を受けまして、そしてその光によってですね、この暗黒であるとか、この無知であるとか、または迷信であるとか、そういうようなものをその光によってこの抜き去っていこうというのが、このサンフラワー教育計画というふうに名前を付けたその理念でありまして、子どもたちはその太陽の光、それを受けることによって新しいビジョンを持って、ね、この進むことが生きることができるように、そういう願いを持ちまして、このサンフラワー教育計画という名前を付けたわけであります。
We select the children for our schools by going round and visiting the homes and talking to the parents. And then, if the parents are willing to send the children to school, it's good. If the parents are not willing or they have some problems, then we try to talk to them and let them see how important education is. But our children are mostly, almost all, are from very poor families. Families whose income is very low, and they find it difficult to send their children to school. In Bangladesh, because the number of children are so many and the government's resources are so limited, that many children, even if parents want them to go to school, are not able to go to school. So, selecting these children who are in a difficult situation and not finding any place to go to, we select them to come to our school. And as I have said before, that we have 70%, this is our target, 70% of all the children should be girls. Because in Bangladesh we feel that girls should be having more opportunities to learn. And the women who come to the adult functional classes, they are also selected from the very low income group. And those who are willing to give their time, because many of them will be working as housemaids or somewhere else and may not have time to come to school. When they come to their classes, they have to be there for 2 hours every day for 5 days in the week. And this makes it difficult for them to spare their time. But we try to run the class at a time which is more suitable for the women to come. So women's education is very much emphasized through Sunflower Education Project. And we hope that in future, many of these young girls who are now high school students, when they come out, will be able to go for further education or take up some training which will be useful in their life. The other very important factor for education of women is that in Bangladesh, often young girls of 14, 15, 16 are married because they don't go to school, they sit at home, so they are married as soon as they find a suitable bridegroom. But this makes our problem of overpopulation even worse, because as soon as the young girls are married, within 2-3 years time they will have start having children, even earlier age they have children, which is not good for a young mother nor her children. So to prevent early marriage, we try to keep these young girls from poor families, low income families, in the school, in the high school, studying. The number is not very many, but still I think it helps. And therefore, women's education through SunFor education program is very, very greatly emphasized. And I know that Tomonokai, who is a member of ASIM, they also work for the improvement of the status of women, their status in the family as well as in the community, in the society. And I think many of us joining hands together will be able to help women who are in need of assistance, who are in need of help to give them education. And I am very thankful that ASIP has thought of this and has come forward to help a country like Bangladesh. It's not only Bangladesh that needs help, there are many countries in this world who need help. And though the number of children that are studying in Sunflower Education Program is not very many, and yet we feel that your help and your concern
に大変困難な状況にある子どもたちからですね、
のその SEP はですね、生徒の 70% を、女子のために、用意して、ですから生徒の 70% は女子のためにというふうに考えております。で、この婦人生活学級というものにつきましても、同じようなことが言えるでありまして、大変この貧しい、収入の低い方々の中から来るようにしております。で、そういう方々は、大体が、このハウスメイド、お手伝いさんのような形で、この、いろいろなところに働きに行ったり、またそういうようなことをしていたから、学校に行かなかったというような方々が、新生活学に来ておりますが、1日大体2時間ですね、1週間に5日間勉強をしまして、そしてその勉強する時間もですね、なるべくそのご婦人方が出てきやすいような時間を選んで、そしてその勉強を教えるというふうにしております。で、私たちもその SCP の、もう一つですね、大きな目標と言いますか、それは、それで番組に決めますと14歳から16歳ぐらいでですね、もう結婚してしまうというようなこの傾向がありまして、その結婚した結果どんどん子供を産んでいくと、そのことが過剰人口をもたらしているということは皆さんよく存じであろうと思いますし、またこの婦人が非常に若いうちにこの結婚をするということはその健康にも非常に良くないというこのことですので、その SCP をやっていくことによってですね、その子どもの子どもたちが学校に行くということで、いくらかでもその結婚をする年代を遅くするというような作用もあるかと思います。で、こちらの日本におきまして、友の会の方々はですね、SCP の霊職に非常に協力をしてくださいまして、いろんな点でお助けをいただいているわけでございますけれども、友の会の方々が、女性の、この教育の問題、そういう女性の、地位の向上の問題というようなことに大変熱心にしておられまして、女性の家庭における、またその地域社会における位置のその向上ということを考えていらっしゃいますが、そのように私たちもバングラデシュにおきまして、この問題に取り組んでいきたい、また今現在できているわけでございます。
I know this.
そしてですね、どこにおいても、この必要とされるところはですね、どこでもこういう活動がこのをしたいというふうに考えておりますし、またそれはバングラデシュに限らず他の国でもこういうことは必要ではないかというふうに思っております。そして将来におきますとですね、現在このようにこのやっております SCP の活動はもっともっと大きくしていきたいというふうに考えております。
I know that starting to run this program, we are faced with a lot of problems. Those of you who have visited also at different times, you have also noticed. The main goal so far for Santor Education Program is to try to help the children come up to a level so that they can go to primary school, especially the non-formal children who are of age 7 to 12 years of age and have never been to school or have dropped off from school. These are the ones who need very much of help, because then if we can make them ready in 2 to 3 years time to go to primary school, then they will be able to continue with their education. But as I say, that the main emphasis of this program is to try to help women. Because in any society, in any country, a woman's position in the house and in the society is very important. She, if she knows how to look after her family, how to look after her children's health, how to help them with their education, how to run her household within the budget, with the money that her husband earns, and educated, however little, an educated woman can help the family, because she is the central point in a household. Around her everything revolves. So in Bangladesh, we hope, where women have been very badly neglected, will have this opportunity through, at least some women, through Sankar Education Program, to have their education and then find some kind of a job, learn a trade, do some work, so that they can earn their money and help their families, and thus become independent of not having to depend on the husband all the time for financial matters in the family, in a household. So that way, we would be in a position to help these women to have a changed life, have a life with a new vision, with new light. And I am grateful that this program has started to help this kind of women who otherwise may not have had the opportunity to have an education.
さまざまな問題があります。すでにバングラデシュを訪れた皆さん方は、このようなさまざまな問題があるということにお気づきだと思います。で、しかし、まあ、私たちはそのような問題を抱えながらも、この SEP が目指しているところは、の先ほど来申し上げておりますように、その寺子屋幼稚園、寺子屋小学校等を通しまして、そしてこの女性の地位の向上ということを最終目標として目的としているわけでございます。でご説明のようにこの婦人が社会においてどのような地位を占めていくかということは非常に重要なことでありまして、その婦人が教育を受けているかどうかということがその家庭において、そしてまたその子どもたちの健康を守る上においてですね、非常に大きなこの作用を及ぼすということは皆さんよくご承知のところでございます。で、すなわち婦人というのはその家庭においてまた社会においてその中心的な存在でありまして、その婦人の自立また婦人の教育なくしては社会に至っていかない。で、にもかかわらずバングラデシュにおいてはその婦人が大変、年月とされ、大変その弱い立場にまた無視されているということが大きな問題です。で、婦人が教育を受ければ、その教育を受けた婦人はやがて、この仕事を持ち、またこの働くというようなこともできまして、でそれでそれによって収入を得、そして自立をするということができるわけです。で、実装する。すなわち、この、タイプですね、それまで、この、いわば夫に頼ってきたというような生活からですね、この、自分が収入を得て自立をするということが可能になるわけでございます。で、そこにおいて、婦人の生活は変わっていきですね、そして、婦人であっても、新しいビジョンを持ち、そして新しい生活をするということが可能とされるのであります。
I wonder as I face you all here as to whether what is your thinking about why should ASEC or why should people from Japan go to Bangladesh? You may be having your own problems, maybe different problems than what we are facing in Bangladesh, but I wonder, and I would like to ask this question to you, do you have this question within your heart that why should we go to Bangladesh to help these children so far away? If you have this problem, I would like to share with you as to why we as children of God should be concerned about other people, should extend our hand to bring anybody up who is down on the ground or having problems. You people have received a lot from God. And as all of us are children of God, whatever our colors may be, our language and culture may be, we are brothers and sisters and children of God. And if one brother or one sister is in need, then we as Christians, we as children of God, should be there. You have received a lot, and God expects you, and whoever expects all of us, from all of us, God expects that when we receive something, we give it out to someone. He says, the more you receive, the more He expects us to give. And the other thing is that the more we give, the more we receive from God. So, from out of your... who is in need. In Christian life, there is always this question of sharing that comes. And the joy and the peace that one enjoys by sharing is not to be found in anything else. So when you think of the children of Bangladesh, sharing your resources, your money, your prayer, your thinking, you are doing it for God and to God. We also, by doing this work, we serve God because He wants us to serve Him and to work for Him because we are His children and He uses us in different parts of the world to do His work. William Carey, who is a famous missionary, Baptist missionary from England, when he was a young man with very little education, he wanted to come when he heard about India and the need for evangelization in India. He wanted to come to work in India. But the committee was very strict and would not let him come. So he argued with them and he said to them, gentlemen, I have found gold mines in India. I would like to go and look for this gold. So I will, whether you like it or not, I will go. And he came and see what happened in India, in Bangladesh, where I am. I am the fifth generation of Christian family, the first one who was converted to Christianity through the preaching of William Carey. So God uses us in different ways. We sometimes do not understand His ways, but He uses us to serve Him and His purpose in this world, whether it's in Bangladesh or in Africa or in somewhere else in the world or even in your own country. God uses us if we would let Him use us. That's the question. He waits for us to come to Him to be used.
神様は人の人、この人の一人子を与えて私たちを愛し去ったということを私たち覚えて、そしてまたそのことによって私が大きな喜びを与えられているということを覚えまして、私たちは隣人との分かち合いということをしなければならないのではないかと思います。でクリスチャンの生活というのは分かち合い、喜び、また平和を分かち合うというところにこそその目的があるわけであります。で皆さんがバングラデシュにおける子どもたちを見たときに、どうか皆さんが皆さん の持てるもの、多くのものと、またそういうものを分かち合い、そして皆さんがその子どもたちのために祈っていただきたいというふうに考えております。で私たちはそのようにして神様に変えるということが何であるかということを学ぶわけです。 そして 神様は私たちを用いて、そのような仕事をさせてくださる、その中に私たちは本当の喜び、また平和を満たすわけで、私がありますバングラデシュに、宣教講師としてきた、バプテストのウィリアム・ケリーという宣教師がおりました。その方はこの若い時にあまりこの距離がなかったわけでありますけれども、しかしインドに宣教に行きたいというその幻を与えられました。そして自分はインドに行きたいんだというふうに言いましたけれども、その当時のその宣教師さんはなかなかそれを許してくれなかった。でそこで彼はその宣教師さんと大変な議論をいたしまして、自分はその民族の地にですね、本当にこの必要とされているその人がいるんだということを彼が言ってですね、もしあなたたちが許してくれなくてもどうしても自分はインドに行くんだというそのいう再決心を持って、そしてインドに行きました。で私はそのウィリアム・ケリーによってですね、改心をそちらクリスチャンとなった人から見ます5代目のクリスチャンで、で、そのように神様は私たちをも用いてですね、神様の仕事をしてくださるようにして、でそのバングラデシュにおいても、またアフリカでおいてもですね、またあるいは日本においてもですね、神様は私たちを用いて、そして神様の技をですね、で、どうか私たちが私たちをして、用いてください、どうぞ神様は私たちを用いてくださいというふうに神様に祈るのではありませんか。
Jesus Christ says that love your God with all your heart and your soul and love your neighbor as yourself. The question is, who is my neighbor? Is it somebody who lives next door to me, or somebody who is living in Osaka?Or somebody in Bangladesh or in America, who is my neighbor? I think because of God's love that we have in our heart, because of God's love that has given us the vision in life to work for Him, to serve Him, anybody who is in need of help or anybody who needs my assistance or mystrength is my neighbor. We have said already that we are children of one God, so we are brothers and sisters, and we are also neighbors, helping and thinking each other, and thinking of each other and helping each other. When at the end of our life, when God will judge each one of us,He will stand before us, and we will have to stand before Him, and He will ask us this question. I was living in darkness of ignorance and superstition. Where were you then? Did you help me? If we have helped Him, somebody who is in need, then we will be able to stand boldly before God and say, Yes, Lord.And He will say, well done, because you did it to someone who was in need, you did it to me. We will not hesitate to face God on that day. If we are thinking of someone in need, if we are thinking to help someone somewhere in the world where there is a need, may God bless us all as we use our own resources.As we live in our own country, either luxuriously, affluently, or in poverty, we will have to face God with this question. What did you do when I was hungry, when I was sick, when I had no education and I was living in darkness? Were you there beside me to help me?To bring me out of that darkness? If we are thinking of that and if we are doing that, then we we have no fear, we will be able to face that God, God Almighty, on that last day when He will judge each one of us and judge our life to what we have done for Him and for His creation. May what you have started through ACES spread in different parts of the world to bring light and life and hope and joy to the lives of many who are looking to those who have so much to give. Thank you all.
またあなたの隣人をあなたのように自分自身のように愛しなさい、まあ、こういうような言葉をおっしゃいました。で、私たちの隣人というのはどこにいるんでしょうか。で、それは大阪にいるんでしょうか。それともまたバングラデシュにいるんでしょうか。誰が私たちの一体隣人なんでしょうか。で、私たちはこのように考えたときにですね、私たちの隣人というのは必要とされている人であれば、それは誰でも私たちの隣人であるというふうに私たちは考えなければならないということに思い至るのであります。私のこの助力、私の協力を必要としている人であれば、その人は誰であろうと私の隣人であります。で、私たちはこの終わりの日にですね、私たちの最後の日に神様からこのようにこの問われるかもしれない。私たちのその隣人がですね、暗黒の中にあり、そしてまたその人たちが手を差し伸べてこの救いを求めているのにですね、その人たちに一体何をしたのか。で、私たちがその人たちにですね、本当に私たちの手を差し伸べているならば、終わりの日に神様の前に立った時にですね、それは私たちは神様に、私たちはその方々に手を差し伸べましたということを堂々と言うことができると思います。で、そしてならば神様は私たちに、よくやった、よくそういうことをした、あなた方がなすべきことをしたというふうにこの言ってくださるに違いないというふうに思うんです。で、私たちが神様からいただいているものをその方々と分かち合うようにしたいと思います。で、皆さんはこの ACES を通してこのような活動を続けておられるわけでして、この活動を続けることによりまして、皆さんがより多くの方々に手を差し伸べ、そして